Let's remind ourselves of a conversation that happened on Off the Ball last night. And Taoiseach Micheál Martin joined Joe Malloy in studio.
France, 108 hours per year PE. Austria, 102 hours per year PE. Portugal, 90 hours. I'll skip the rest. Ireland, 37 hours per year. Fourth worst in Europe.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
It's a time bomb.
But we also have to bring in more structured PE, you know, in terms of where the primary cycle develops. You have the one master teacher, if you like.
Well, could I suggest a simple-ish solution that you could, in 3, 4, 5 years, we could be up and running with this. Have a designated PE teacher for one school or two or three schools, like the GAA officer goes around. I mean, you could train them, get them out the door within 2-3 years.
That's what I was coming to.
Yeah.
I think you're going to need that at primary level.
And Taoiseach Micheál Martin chatting to Joe Malloy in Off the Ball, in the Off the Ball studios last night, about this idea of having dedicated PE teachers in primary schools. And as you heard, he acknowledged, listen, they could travel between several different schools as well. All of this to help Ireland's fight against childhood obesity. Well, our own Henry McKean has been speaking today to PE teachers, to children, to other teachers, as well as to experts in DCU who have been investigating fitness amongst children. Henry, what is the feeling like on the ground?
Yeah, I met Stephen Behan, DCU School of Health and Human Performance. He's a researcher on this Moving Well project that was quoted last night on Off the Ball. Their findings show 25% of primary school aged children cannot run properly and basic movement skills development stalls at the age of 10. They found that 1 in 4 cannot run properly, 1 in 2 cannot kick a ball properly, and less than 1 in every 5 can throw a ball. Here is Dr. Stephen Behan.
So we looked at their ability to be able to run properly, to be able to throw, to catch, all the things that you would use in sport, in physical activity, really, really simple skills. And what we found was that there was a very, very low base throughout the country in kids from 5 to 12 years of age. Teachers get an awful bad rap sometimes, because primary school teachers are heroes as far as I'm concerned. They have 11 or 12 different curriculum subjects I think they have to get through in a short day. And I think it'd be unfair to blame it, put it all on the door of the teachers, but I certainly think that there's scope to potentially look at increasing the amount of time that kids are active, okay? And we know that, particularly at the really young ages, that we know from the research that if we can get them active and instill those good habits early in life, that they'll tend to be more active throughout their teenage years and into adulthood. But I don't think COVID has helped. I think we're going to see the real downside in terms of the health, the negative health impacts due to COVID over the next 6 to 12 months. So I think that does need to be addressed, but it has to be a global issue, not just schools, that's parents, that's communities, that's sports clubs, that's as much as we can. The Taoiseach last night, I welcome some of the comments he made around we need to provide more facilities for sports clubs, for schools. So all of that was helped, and all of that will be music to volunteers and sports club across the country's ears, I think. And in terms of the PE teachers, I think it's something that we need to look at, but I really hope that we can look at all the evidence. There's some fantastic research being done throughout the country, all over the country, and we could use all that evidence to really drive effective curriculum change and maybe instill some of the things you talked about. And I think the more we can put an emphasis on sports, the more we can put an emphasis on the importance of activity and really bring that into our lifestyles, into schools, into sports clubs, I think that's where we need to get to. What I'd say to parents listening is, how much of an emphasis do you guys put on sport or PE? How often do you ask a teacher in your parent-teacher meeting, how are the kids getting on in PE? And I think that's a good message.
Dr. Stephen Behan there from DCU. Henry, you met young people as well talking about this. What do they think?
Yeah, I visited Scoil Mhuí in Glasnevin in Dublin. I met the kids from fifth class, and they talked about PE, and they were all very fit and healthy.
It's great to get out of the classroom, because it's normally is like right now it's quite warm today. Just like run around with all your friends, and sometimes when it's like, especially when it just rains, it's great to get out and just like, because you have loads of energy.
I like the fresh air, and I like to get out and just play with my friends.
I like playing fun games with my friends while running around in PE, just to get out of the classroom for a bit.
Would you like more PE? Do you think we should be like other countries like France? Should we have 100 hours of PE instead of 36 hours a year? And obviously with the pandemic, there was no actual in-house school for a long, long time. Did you miss PE, and should there be more of it?
Yeah, I miss PE, and there should be more of it, I think, because it's even good for you, so I see no harm.
I think it should be daily, and there should be way more of it. But here in Scromovie, the teachers are doing a great job of it. So,
I think there should be more PE 3 times a week in school.
I think there should be more PE because when they're at home, they don't really have enough space or something to get the exercise. So I think there should definitely be more.
And how do we help kids? Perhaps they might have put on a bit of weight and they're just not that athletic.
Well, I think we should really widen the range of sports, especially in Ireland, because they do a variety. But other schools, they kind of just stick to the basic running. So I think that we should definitely widen the range.
I like Gaelic football and hurling. They're my favourite, and I love going up to play nearly every day in the FINA, and it's all great. So,
cycling is my favourite sport because I like to do wheelies with my friends.
You do wheelies?
Yeah,
I like to play Gaelic and Gaelic football and camogie.
Yeah, some kids there talking about PE and the sporting interest they have. Henry, last night on Off the Ball, John Molloy was making the point that every school should have a dedicated PE teacher that could be shared between schools as well, and we just simply need to increase the amount. And I heard you mention it to some of the school children there, the amount they do in France compared to here, for example. You met a PE teacher as well to talk about all of this. What was she saying?
Yeah, and John Molloy was very, you could say, emotive about it, and it is an emotive subject. I did get to meet a PE teacher, and I asked that question, why can't we just get loads of PE teachers out there? Here is Aoife Maguire, a primary school teacher. Her role is to teach PE, and she's been doing it for 2 years, and she talks about the continuity and the fact that it's good that every year when the kids come back, she remembers them, she sees what sort of progress they've made, or perhaps hasn't. Here she is.
Well, I feel like we already kind of have a curriculum overload between PE and mindfulness and every kind of new thing that comes in. You know, it does always fall back on school. And while I agree that children do need extra activity, I think that it can't all come from school. You know, they have to kind of take some upon themselves, whether it's by going out for a walk in the evening or going out for a run, going kicking a ball in the park, or going to something a bit more formal like football training or hurling training or whatever. Well, I think it's more about incorporating activity into your lifestyle rather than everything happening in school, incorporate into geography or maths, you know, in terms of orienteering or you know, tables, drills or whatever.
What do the kids love about PE, and what do you love about being a PE teacher?
I love when I come into the class and the kids are like, yes, because they know that it's their time to go out. But I particularly like, especially this year, we've kind of been outdoors more, and I feel like they really benefit just from the fresh air and being able to run around. Like, we're lucky here that we have such a big yard and the children can run around and they have space, but some schools don't have that, and I suppose it's something that needs to be looked at in terms of not just for PE, but for just even yard time, that they have space to be active.
Let's say they're kids that you've slipped through the cracks. Perhaps they're not very physical, perhaps they're not very good at sport, and they do become overweight, they do become fat. How do we focus on them again?
I kind of follow a program called the Glute Gemeinschaft, which Move Well, Move Often. They kind of focus more on the fundamental movement skills, throwing, catching, kicking, hitting with the hand, hitting with an instrument, all that kind of stuff. And it's focused more on the techniques used in sport rather than the actual sport itself, which I feel kind of benefits all children because there's always room for improvement in those skills.
Yeah, Aoife Nakir there, who teaches PE. Henry, what about the school curriculum that the Taoiseach was touching on last night as well on Off the Ball? It's not as easy as we think, I assume, to send out PE teachers and simply up those PE hours, is it?
Yeah, you've got to train them up, and the school, their week is very, very full as we speak. I know when I was in school, it was rugby every day. I don't know where they found the time, but every day. And if you didn't play rugby, you had to be good at tennis or something else. Here is the principal of Scolmovi.
Marcella McNeilig, Prevede Scolmovi. I think we would absolutely love if there was more PE every week or every day in the classroom. However, currently here in Ireland, we are, you know, overloaded with the curriculum. I suppose this last school year has been very, very difficult on everyone, and that's from students, teachers, staff, and of course parents at home. You know, here we would love to have more PE, but I think something else would have to give in order to facilitate the extra PE. This year, since we've returned to school, say in March, we certainly have encouraged the children, as we did back in September, to get out more during the day. Teachers are bringing the children out more during the day. But obviously that's going to have a knock-on effect in the classroom, and we're very mindful of that. However, in the current situation, that is the best thing to do. Going forward, definitely, if we're to have more PE, something else will have to give. I suppose many reports would tell us, yes, there is an issue with obesity. I think, unfortunately, in some schools, due to, you know, space restrictions and everything, children aren't allowed to run in the yard, for example. Perhaps now, because of, you know, two lunch times due to COVID, maybe children are getting more exposure to yard time and being allowed or being able to run, being given that facility to run around. The only thing is, you know, it's not just a school issue. You know, it's a whole lifestyle, you know, change, or a whole lifestyle approach to combating obesity. Everybody has to be on board, and that's from at home, to work in conjunction with the school. And also, I think that, you know, now that the children's sports have opened back up, it's fantastic if children are returning to their sports. You know, while they need to do PE during school and they need to get their education, they also need to have access to facilities outside of school, be that the local park, going for a run, kicking a ball with brothers, sisters, parents, or being in a structured sport environment.
Yeah, the principal of Skolmovi in Glasnevin there, Marcella Nathnilig, ending Henry McKean's report on the need for more PE teachers and classes, called for by Joe Malloy last night in his conversation with An Taoiseach that was on Off the Ball. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on it. I've been following this discussion about the call for dedicated PE teachers since Off the Ball last night in that interview with An Taoiseach. I listened to Niall Moyna on News Talk Breakfast, Niall Moyna of DCU. I listened to Andrea Gilligan, who gave it extensive coverage on Lunchtime Live today. And what has struck me listening to all of it is that there is an elephant in the room. And the elephant is this piece of paper that's in my hand, because this is the piece of paper that's sent out by the NCAA, the NCCA, the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, out to every school in the country every year. And it sets out how much time they're meant to dedicate to each subject. So at the top of the list, language one of the school, so English in most schools, Irish in the Gaelscoileanna, 4 hours. Language two of the school, 3.5 hours. Maths, 3 hours, and so on and so forth. Here are the two that matter. Religious education, 2.5 hours a week. Physical education, 1 hour a week. Can someone explain to me how that makes sense? And I am not having a go at the church or at religion, far from it. My children go to a Catholic school. They will attend a Catholic school in my daughter's case. We're happy for them to go to the Catholic school. But 2.5 hours versus 1 hour in the context of a childhood obesity epidemic. I mean, can somebody please get in touch with the show and explain to me why we can't simply flip those two on their head? For the upcoming academic year, starting in September 2021, why can we not do 1 hour of religious education every week and 2.5 hours of physical education? What would our children lose out on by doing only 1 hour of religion every week compared to 2.5 hours? Can somebody explain that to me? Because it strikes me that that is a much simpler solution on the face of it, and a whole lot easier than creating a new class of teachers and training them accordingly. Joe Malloy acknowledged it last week, 4 or 5 years this would take. You could do this for the upcoming academic year. Can somebody please get in touch and explain why that can't happen, and why we need to give religious education 2.5 times the focus and attention of physical education?